WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Since it was first published in 1947, Anne Frank's Diary of a Young Girl has sold millions, been made into a stage play and movies, and has been translated into over 50 languages. Many readers of the diary were unaware that they were reading a greatly abridged edition of the original. This month, on the 50th anniversary of Anne Frank's death at the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, a definitive popular edition of the diary containing 30% more material has been published. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says this new edition of the diary increases a reader's awareness of what was lost.
Last Friday, I trudged from bookstore to bookstore in downtown D.C. searching for the new definitive edition of The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank. We're sold out, all the book clerks told me as soon as I spoke the title. Finally, at one of those megastores, I got the last copy left in the stockroom. Amazing, isn't it? After all, The Diary is such a familiar book, a staple of the junior high curriculum. Now it's become a blockbuster again. But unlike the Robert James Waller frenzy, this is one publishing trend I think I understand. The expanded edition of the diary is a gift to all of us who've read the book before and who've never come to terms with the finality of that swift silencing of Anne's voice. The new entries here give us veteran readers something we thought was impossible, a chance to hear more from Anne Frank. Much of the restored material deals with Anne's angry feelings towards her mother and the six other secret sharers of the annex hideaway. After the war, when Otto Frank, the only survivor, published his daughter's diary, he omitted those entries out of respect for the dead. His protectiveness was understandable, but unnecessary. When Anne, for instance, calls her sister Margot a stinker and a Budinsky, there's no real damage done. Instead, we readers gain an almost perverse image of Anne as a typical adolescent. The original Dutch publisher of the diary also edited out Anne's blunt descriptions of her sexual development, as well as many of her proto-feminist statements. Here's one. "I've made up my mind," Anne writes, "to lead a different life from other girls and not to become an ordinary housewife later on. What I'm experiencing here is a good beginning to an interesting life." Anne wanted to be a journalist and a writer when she grew up, and her diary, both the original and this new edition, gives us a sense of a promising writer in training. I'd forgotten how funny so many of Anne's entries are. She concocts wicked thumbnail sketches of her companions in hiding, like fussy Mrs. Von Don, who carries her chamber pot inside a large hat box, and the snoring dentist, Mr. Dussel. When I first read the diary as an adolescent, I seconded Anne's mockery of these clueless adults. This time round, I found myself thinking how hard it must have been for them to have been cooped up with this spunky and observant chatterbox of a girl. As the diary entries move forward, there's a progression in Anne's style, from detailed recordings of daily meals and conversations to more sustained passages about emotions. Anne becomes particularly good at creating suspense. She makes us feel the terror of the repeated burglaries in the warehouse below and the agonizing wait for her first kiss from Peter Von Don. But most of all, you can tell Anne was destined to be a writer because of how much she treasured books, especially her own diary. During one of those burglaries, the terrified annex residents consider burning Anne's diary because it contains the names of their helpers. Anne writes, "Oh, not my diary. If my diary goes, I go too." Anne believed that her words were her essence. That's the romance of writing. Yet as the peculiar power of this teenager's voice continues to echo beyond the walls of the death camps, who cannot allow themselves another very romantic notion? That perhaps, despite everything, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed the new edition of Anne Frank's Diary of a Young Girl.